Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Everyone, oh my god, it's sunny skies and 95 degrees. All right, no, it really isn't. We're having a weather forecast by Jim Corbin at 7:35 this morning. It's overcast, and as my daughter likes to say, it's the air you can wear. It's very humid outside. Oh my god, it's just really hot outside. Oh my, and I don't like this kind of weather, and Jim Corbin and I will have a really great conversation just about that. But I did want to remind you that our phone number here is 508-222-1320 and the Farmers Market, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Make sure you check that out. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So yes, I've been trying to go every single Saturday. I make it a point to do that. But this Saturday, I'm going to try to go, but I'm not sure if I can go because I want to run down to the train station. My sister Donna and I did the sister trip back up here. She's leaving today to go back down to Virginia. So family got together last night, and we went to Twin Oaks, and we had a really great time. And that's her favorite restaurant, but it's not mine, but you kind of like do that. So I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro, who's working with me today on the board. How you doing, Mike, this morning?
Good morning, Elaine. I remember back in the 1800s when I was a kid, Twin Oaks was the place where all the rich people went. I don't know if it's the same then, but I remember my father's, he had a boss that used to always take us there, but my father couldn't afford to go there. And his boss took us there, and his boss ate there so many times that his name, he had a booth with a plaque that had his name on it.
Wow, seriously. Mm. You know, the guy that opened Twin Oaks, I believe, is still there. The guy must be like 90 years old.
They had a fire at one point. I thought the restaurant closed down. Then they rebuilt it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the restaurant's like now. I don't know if it's still considered the high-end restaurant. But I remember when I was a kid growing up in the early 70s, actually. I mean, you went there, but it used to cost a lot of money to eat there.
Yeah, well, it still does. I mean, it's reasonably priced. They did change hands.
All right.
And that's all I'll say. I mean, I work in Providence, so my tendency to just go into Providence and have, you know, that experience. But Twin Oaks is very nice.
It's always known as a five-star restaurant. In my
yes,
memory.
Correct, yes. And I know, like, the chicken and the veal parm, they say is great. But there are so many other restaurants, too, that have it as well. But it's a dining experience.
I wonder if the plaque is still there with my...
Gosh, you know, you should check it out. You should go up there.
But my father's boss is, you know, he passed away about maybe 5 years ago. He owned a big jewelry company.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You should check it out, definitely. that guy that opened Twin Oaks is still the original.
The original owner still works there. That's cool.
Yeah, but I did want to tell you that the, is it the Charlestown? They have the Seafood Festival every year, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's still going on today in full swing. I went down there last year, and they have all these vendors and food trucks, and they have games and rides and vendors there that sell all kinds of different things. It's really a happening place down there in Charlestown today. It's happening today and tomorrow. It was there yesterday as well. But I do have to bring, I know my show is light and airy, and I love that about our show. But I did want to let you know, like in the news about the area police departments, you know, you never think about sitting in an SUV, but when a police officer hits the streets, they know the risk and dangers that they may encounter in responding to an emergency call. But the dangers are not only from that, but now it's coming from the fumes of their own police cruisers. Mm. So a lot of it was in the news recently where an Auburn police officer actually passed out and was involved in a crash because of that. So now all the police chiefs in the area here are looking at that, putting carbon monoxide sensors in all the cars, which I think is a great idea.
Well, I think it's the Ford Explorer police cars. Because I saw it in NBC News, they were talking about that. I wonder if Attleboro has those.
Yeah, you're right. It's the Explorers Police Cars. But they say that many of them are going to take a look at all the cars and
yeah, that's a good idea.
Monitor them just to make sure that our police officers are safe. Who would have thought to put a carbon monoxide sensor in your vehicles?
And
that
here's another thing.
Really awesome.
Usually the police cars are more souped up than the civilian version. It makes you wonder if the civilian version has the same issues, too.
That's what, when I was reading that, I just thought of that, too. Mm. I did. I thought, wow, this is really very, very serious. So we want our police officers to be safe out there. They have enough to deal with, and certainly well worth doing that. Oh, I do want to tell you one quick thing, and we'll go through movies and all that other stuff. But last Saturday was Grammy and Ruby and Hazel Day. So my son asked me if I would take the girls at 4 o'clock to go to the Emoji movie, which got like a half a star. So here I am going, oh God, what movie do they want to see? And he said, oh, they want to go see the new Emoji movie. And I'm saying, oh my God. So luckily, I didn't pay for it because I was smart enough to give Ruby and Hazel free tickets to the movies with popcorn and a soda. And they in turn gave me a free, like a four pack too. So we went to the movies on me and them. So the 4:30 movie was sold out.
Wow.
There were only three others. There were three seats, but it was in the first row. So Ruby looked at me with her head way back saying, Grammy, I don't think I want to go. I said to the girl, I said, so when is the next movie? And she said, 5 o'clock. I said, oh, we can burn a half hour out here. That's no problem. So that's what we did. We got a soda and all this stuff. I let them get their soda. We went to the counter, got the popcorn, and I asked the guy if I could have two little bags so I could separate this big, big bag of popcorn.
Did you have to take a loan out to get popcorn and soda?
No, because AAA, the four-pack, and the buy two tickets, you get two tickets, you get one big popcorn and two sodas, so it didn't cost nothing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was really great. It was a great bargain. That's the only thing I spent. The only thing that cost me money was the $4.50 for the bottled water.
Yeah, that's a little if that's for one bottle of water, right?
Yes.
That's a little steep for one bottle of water.
Yeah, it was a little bit crazy. So anyway, now they have this new thing where you pick your own seat. And the girl flipped the thing around. I said, "What's that?" And she said, "Oh, well, you got to select your seat." I go, "What?" She said, yeah, this is a new concept we're trying out and everything. I said, well, how do I know where I am? So she said, I want three together, you know, centered. Could you help me? So row C, you know, like whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm. So then you go in, then you have to find your seat. Meaning, you know, like how many of us, once you get your ticket back after the kid collects your ticket, you put in your pocket or your purse, which I like to call the abyss, because once it's there, it's gone.
I call my wife's a bottomless pit.
Yeah, right. So then I had to go fish through it all to find out because my 9-year-old little granddaughter says, Grandma, we need our tickets to see which seat we're in. And I go, oh, yeah. So we did, and we sat through two cycles of commercials and different things like that, which they play everything from car commercials to food commercials to local vendor commercials, and it's like, oh, come on, really? But I have to say, the seats were very comfortable. You could lay back and recline and watch the movie. The kids had a great time, and
you also get to see the 18 previews before you finally see the real movie.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, the previews were like two cycles of that went through with all the upcoming movies and whatever, and it's like, oh, my God. But anyway, so the emoji movie came on, and I think it was cute. Like I always tell you, you know, don't listen to the critics. I mean, so it had a half a star. So what? So in a child's mind, the emoji movie was very funny. It was really, really cute.
Was it a cartoon?
Yeah. It was all animated, of course, and it was well done.
Oh, cool.
And I learned a lot about computers by going there, and DOS, and what rooms and live streaming was there. So I would say all the kids should go see the Emoji movie. It was really a lot of fun. And I got a big kick out of it, too, because I try not to go into something saying this is going to be a bad experience. You know, I always say, hey, whatever happens, happens. And it was a great experience. And anytime I can spend time with Ruby and Hazel and Max and Nathan is always a great time. So so we did that. So then my 9-year-old granddaughter says to me, so Grammy, we're hungry. Can we go to Applebee's? So a $30 tab later, we went to Applebee's. And then I said to them all, I said, well, you know, it's 8 o'clock right now. I said, but, you know, I feel like ice cream. You want to go to Bliss Dairy? And they said, well, Grammy, no, can we go to the Purple Cow in Seekonk? So we go drive all the way to Seekonk to go get ice cream for my granddaughters. Mike's looking at me. You did what? So we're standing in line and everything. So my granddaughter Hazel says to me, Grammy, are we going to get in trouble because we're having sugar before bedtime? And there was a couple in front of me. And I said, no. I said, that's the job of Grammys, to take you out, treat you to dinner, and sugar you up as much as possible before I bring you back to your mommy and daddy. So everybody around me heard that, and they started laughing. And they go, yep, that's true. That's true. And sure enough, so at 9:15, my son said, where are you guys? And I said, we're at Purple Cow. And he texts back. He said, it's Hazel's bedtime. I said, oops, my bad. I said, we'll be home. So needless to say, I went back. And he left. He said, oh, my God. Because they were going to IKEA in Stoughton. And I said, I figured you guys wouldn't be back till 10 o'clock anyway. So I was going to bring the girls back home, get them ready for bed. And but anyway, it was a great – I'm digressing here, but really – the Emoji Movie, if you have children under 10, go take them to see it. It's just really adorable. It's just a really, really cute movie. And
I want to see it now.
Well, it's fun. I mean, in a child's mind, it's full of imagination, and it has a storyline to it.
Okay.
I mean, you can – I mean, and it does bring in, like, the dance application and live stream and – music and Spotify.
There's all the
and
computer stuff in there too, so
yeah,
I can relate.
You actually are going down into like the app world
app land.
Yeah, it is. It's like, oh my God,
that sounds fun.
But it was a cute movie, and summertime fun, and that's what it is. No heaviness about it.
So how many stars would Out and About give it?
Out and About would give it a 3.5.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the deal. So I hope it does clear up a little bit later, so the farmers market can, you know, go out there and have. I mean, now's the time for like the freshest vegetables. I think when you get into August and September, that's when all the like the corn and the lettuce and the cucumbers and tomatoes, everything's coming out. Oh my gosh! Oh, the farmers market. Got to tell you, delicious. Oh, my God, fantastic waffles. So don't eat breakfast, everybody. Go to the farmer's market and have yourself a fantastic waffle. And they have a roaster, a coffee roaster, too, so you can go over there and get a cup of coffee as well. I know that we're up against our first break. Listen, I want to say good morning to you all. This is Elaine the Roach. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine on WARA 1320, and we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back. Olé.
The South Attleboro Lions Club and the South Attleboro Village Lions will host the 29th annual Lee's Pond Festival on September 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. As the name suggests, the festival will take place at Lee's Pond in South Attleboro. The event will feature old-fashioned arcade and field games, as well as canoe rides and face painting. A variety of local musicians will be performing live, and pro wrestlers from Showcase Pro Wrestling will be entertaining the crowd. Festival goers can also experience a live virtual reality demonstration and a police canine demonstration. For more information on the festival, visit southattleborolions.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Claudino's Auto Repair, located at 310 South Main Street in Attleboro, is celebrating 25 years in the auto and truck repair business. Over the years, John Claudino and his team of mechanics have worked to build a long-lasting rapport with their customers, from oil changes to diagnostics, transmissions, and routine maintenance on foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Claudino's will keep your vehicle running. Claudino's Auto Repair, 508-226-8545 or at claudinosautorepair.com.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Well, good morning. We are having a heat wave. It certainly feels like it today in Attleboro. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Jump on the line and say hello. The festival, the Newport Jazz Fest, is in town. It runs through Sunday night. And if you're interested in going, tickets are still available. They're in Fort Adams State Park. It's a great, great time. There's one thing that I wanted to read to you. And Mike, what am I talking about if I say, what am I describing, I should say? They tap, skip, and do pirouettes. They're precisioned, and they have grace. Their elegant moves can stop people in their tracks. Who am I talking about?
Sounds like the Rockettes in New York.
Right. Yeah.
Was it?
No, it's not. Oh. And it's not the Shannon O'Brien School of Dance either. We're actually talking about the world-famous Lipizzan Stallions that do acrobats and dancing and all these wonderful things. And they're going to be in Rhode Island, which is really amazing, Saturday and Sunday at Cole State Park. And I didn't realize this, but this breed goes back to 500 years in Austria with the Royal Hesburgh family. The horses were once, actually, listen to this. Once the horses led the armies into battle using these maneuvers, and they included like raising their hind legs at a 45-degree angle and balancing on their hind legs while jumping. Now, I actually seen this happen because I love horses anyway, and they are just so powerful. These animals are huge. They're beautiful. They're white, and they have, just really, really great. Anyway, they're going to be at Colt State Park Saturday and Sunday, and it's a really, if you love horses, oh, my goodness, it's really, really something to see.
Can you ride a horse? Do you know how?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. And in Rehoboth, there's a breed expo that's going to be right in our backyard. The annual Rehoboth Breed Expo returns its eighth year this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at La Salette Shrine on Park Street. They're going to have a blessing of the horses that take place at 11 o'clock. And then they have exhibitions, and they have all kinds of games, rides. You can have, like, pony rides, live music. There's going to be a lot of arts and craft booths there, they say. There's going to be the 4-H exhibits, which is really great. Kid-friendly farm animals to pet. And the members of the New England Patriot Cheerleaders Squad is going to be there from 11 to 1. Adults' donation is only $8, and children under 12 is free. So if you want to get your little boy or girl into horses, as I did, my daughter used to do that back in the day, check it out. And that's really something. Also, too, to remind you, the Farmers Market is today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And also to let you know about the lottery numbers. So good luck. The mass daily number is 2094. The Rhode Island daily number is 7983. Mass cash, 2, 6, 12, 20, 33. And the mega millions, 9, 17, 25, 63, 71. The mega ball is 4, and the mega plier is 5. Interesting.
Wonder if anyone won the Wednesday drawing for Powerball.
Oh, I don't know.
It was big. The Powerball jackpot was huge.
I played it. I did. I have my dad's numbers.
And I see you're still here, so you didn't win.
Yes, I'm a winner of another time. Oh yeah, I just love to poke fun at myself because it's such an easy mark. Anyway, I hope that you're having a good morning, getting up early with us, and we appreciate you listening and getting going out and about. And but there's so many things happening. I have to tell you, Brad Paisley is coming into town, right? And he's really a cool dude with country western music. And I'm not a real huge fan about this, but I happen to he's going to be at the Xfinity Center, and tickets are 35 to 54. The show starts at 7 p.m. tonight. But this guy is so cool. He was on the Today Show the other day, and it was pouring rain out, so the fans couldn't go on the plaza as they normally do, so they were hiding under Rockefeller Center, like a awning and stuff like that. So he comes out, and he's meeting all his fans, and he's apologizing for the weather, and he just seemed like such a great guy.
Down-to-earth, cool guy.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, we all kind of like meet people in our lives, you know, that think that they're better than everybody else. But this guy here was just so cool. He was just really a great guy. It was just like, what? This is unbelievable.
That's so cool when you do meet someone like that.
Yeah.
You know, despite all their fame, that they're down to earth.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of, I was going to wait for a little bit later, but I think what I'll do is I'll do this. Jazz guitarist Chuck Loeb died after a long battle with cancer, and he was only 61. And I was a big fan of his music, and I did see him live, right? And this guy here was just so fun. He was just really great, and I got a chance to have an autograph. And what he did is he drew a guitar on my poster.
Wow.
That I have and framed and everything. But, I mean, like, talking to him after the show and everything, he was just so approachable up at Sculler's Jazz Club.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to see that he was ill.
That's
and,
sad.
And he died this week, so we want to send our condolences to his family. That was really, really sad. And another sad thing, I hate to say this, but the Joey Kramers, you remember the North Attleboro coffee shop up there in on Route 1? You were saying the Aerosmith band member had the coffee shop.
The drummer, I think.
The drummer, yeah. Right. Yeah, Joey Kramer's coffee shop closed, unfortunately. I guess it wasn't doing that much business.
Well, from what I heard, another coffee company or coffee shop company, and, you know, it's not the, you know, it's I don't think it's Dunkin' Donuts, but another company like that, like his, is going to be taking it over and making it. It's going to be almost the same, but not quite.
Right. I think that what they're going to be doing is they're going to be, it's going to be a little bit more diversified, they said, and they're going to have a little bit more in there. Now, I went there with my girlfriend for a cup of coffee, like around 8:30 at night one night, and they were closing early because there wasn't anybody in the place.
We almost went there with Georgie Porgy one time.
That's right. We did. And we ended up going to Mackey's. But now we can go to the farmer's market because, oh, gosh, you got to bring Sue up there and go to the farmer's market.
Me and Sue
actually
went to the farmer's market a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And we bought fruit and vegetables and, you know, Sue shopped and we got some soaps.
Yes.
And all that. And I got to say, Attleboro.
And honey and everything. Oh, my God,
it
was so good.
In Attleboro, blessed to have such an awesome farmer's market. I mean, I've been to farmers markets. There's some that are cool, and they just have vegetables and everything like that. But farmers market here has got vegetables. They got all sorts of stuff going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every week is different.
It is. Yes, from they have the lady that does these beautiful scarves and hats out of wool. And kids can sit there, and she'll be spinning the yarn and everything. It's fascinating.
Oh, just like the 1800s.
Yes, I'm
That's
not
cool.
kidding. Yeah, she's carried on that tradition. You know, it's just really amazing.
You know, how many people actually still do things from, like, you know, crafts? Remember when in the 70s, my grandma used to make everything, curtains. They used to make their clothes. You don't see many people doing that anymore.
I know.
Even
I know.
Sewing to fix your shirt or something.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, when I was like 13, my mother sent me to sewing classes, private sewing classes with my girlfriend, Kathy. And we balked at it, and we said, ugh, we don't want to learn how to sew. But we made, like, dresses and skirts and everything that nobody else had. But when we took home ec in junior high, guess what? I got an A because I knew how to do it. And then when I got married, I was sewing the kids' clothes. I have twin sons, so I'd make their little shirts and not shirts, I'm sorry. Their little vest and their little pants for Easter one year. I matched them up, and Kelly and I had mother-daughter outfits. And skirts and tops and everything. So, and curtains and all that stuff. And I haven't touched a sewing machine in a long time, and I don't have one anymore.
I remember those sewing machines used to be like a piece of furniture. Everybody had one.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
My mom, I think my mom might still have hers. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I was given my grandmother's, and when I moved, we had a flood. And unfortunately, it got ruined. But years later, like, I sewed a quilt for my daughter, and I got into quilt making and all that stuff. But now, yeah, the only thing that I've taken from Maryland up here is, like, I can make a really good kick-ass crab cake, and I know how to can vegetables and stuff because I was taught down there. And I only do two things out of, like, 20 that I used to do back in the day because it just doesn't make sense. So I can make, like, you know, take a tomatoes, like a bushel of tomatoes, and you make an X at the bottom, and you core out the top, and you boil them, and the skins can peel off really easy. Then you put them in a blender to mash them up, and then you store it in Ziploc bags, and I lay them flat on the freezer. And then when I want spaghetti sauce, I just take it out, put a little paste and garlic, and you spice it up, and you have fresh tomato, like, that's really sauce from scratch.
That sounds very good, Elaine.
That's the thing that
I'm
going to
try that at home.
I'll show you. When we get closer, plum tomatoes are the best, the Roma tomatoes and all that. It's really, really great. But now I don't do it as much because the family, you know, they do their own things. But I still enjoy having real spaghetti sauce making spaghetti sauce in the spring, the summer, so I can have it in the fall. But also, like, I'll do, like, a half a bushel of corn, and I'll blanch it and then just scrape off the kernels and then store it in Ziplocs and throw them in the fridge. And then those I do give out to my kids in November when they have their Thanksgiving Day dinners and stuff. And you have fresh corn in the cob without the cob. Mm. So anyway, so those are my little secrets of summer fare. I really do enjoy it. I like to go to those festivals that are happening and everything. And tomorrow, I actually got tickets. Somebody was giving away these tickets to the Jeffrey Osborne celebrity baseball game in Connecticut. It used to be at the Paw Sox Stadium, but for some reason they're going to be doing it in Norwich, Connecticut. So I was very blessed with getting tickets, and I'm going to that, and I can't wait to see, like, Smokey Robinson and all the other players. So they have East Coast celebrities and West Coast celebrities, but it all goes to the Jeffrey Osborne's foundations, and he does such great work with the money raised. And then they have, like, a comedy night, and then they also have a, I think Chris Tucker's in town also for that, so maybe we'll see him tomorrow too. I think he's playing too. So it'll be a fun time, that's for sure. But anyway, I hope that you are out and about and getting up, or just getting up, I should say, and having your first cup of coffee with us. Our number here is 508-222-1320. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take our break, and on the flip side, we're going to find out what is going on with this weather, and also if Jim Corbin can tell us when this humidity will be breaking. So anyway, stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages.
From September 16th through 23rd, the Attleboro Arts Museum will present The Calm Before the Storm, an exhibition of original snow globes inspired by Emily St. John Mandel's novel, Station 11. The exhibit's opening reception will take place on September 16th. 16 artists will create snow globe sculptures and 2D representations that feature items and experiences that they hold dear. For more information on the exhibit, visit attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Rick Verfail, owner of Rick's Musical Instruments in Cumberland and Bravo Musical Instruments of Rehoboth, has been servicing the needs of musicians for over 20 years. Rick and his staff offer a variety of services to customers of all ages. From service and sales to rentals and lessons, Rick's also has new merchandise arriving on a daily basis for your musical needs. For more information on services available, you can view their website at ricksmusicalinstruments.com or call 401-658-3404. Shop competitive, shop local, shop smart.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's painfully employed. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half
dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. Yes, it is hot town in the city of Attleboro. Whew, it's hot. It's a great time to get out and about and go to the farmer's market today. Don't forget, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check it out for our local farmers. And as they used to say, buy local, buy fresh, and that's for sure. So we want you to check it out. Also, a good friend of our Out and About show, George Leonard, will be playing at the Lobster Pot tonight at 8 p.m. to 11. And we were talking earlier this week, and so he asked me to check it out. So I'm going to go down to the Lobster Pot with a bunch of friends tonight, and we're going to check out George Leonard. And at some point, we'll have him back on the show. There's a lot of concerts in the... Remember, we had Tony Viveris on, and he was talking about concert at Capron Park. And so those are still happening every Thursday at 6:30 to 8, and you want to check that out. And that's also free in the city of Attleboro. But there's a lot going on with the Jazz Fest and seafood festivals. We want to wish Tom Brady. I know he listens to our show all the time, and Tom turned 40. Can't believe it, but he's the big 4-0. Yes, so we want to wish him a very happy 4th. And I find it very funny that Gronkowski is saying, oh, yeah, he's 40, and maybe I should take a healthier lifestyle, and so I'll be at least making it to 40. I mean, he is so funny. Gronkowski shows up at everything. He surprises people at weddings. He dances all around. He's everywhere in New England. I mean, you'd be surprised where you would find, you know, Ryan Gronkowski. But I'm glad that the New England Patriots are finally getting back in practicing. Soon we'll be having like the opening day. I am so psyched. I can't wait for it to start. It's going to be really phenomenal. You know, some of the movies that have come out have been really interesting. Wonder Woman is still like the number one movie in theaters. Have you seen that yet, Mike? Or?
Oh, no. But it sounds like a song. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? No, I haven't seen...
I think that there is a song that...
Yeah, I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
That's one of the movies
maybe
that...
I'm not really, you know, maybe Superman, Batman, but I never was into Wonder Woman.
Ah. Well, I think that this is going to be a fun movie. They've already asked the girl to do two more, so, I mean, it's just really taken away everything. The Hero is another one. Dunkirk is up for, there's a lot of Academy Award buzz on Dunkirk, and I definitely want to see that movie, too. So, and then, of course, the Emoji Movie, which is tanking in the profits of the movies, but you know what? It's a great summertime fun movie for your children. I would recommend it for any child under the age of, I'd say 10. You could probably do 11.
Or if you're a kid at heart.
If you're a kid at heart, come on down. Yeah, I would say don't be afraid to do
it. You notice now all the superhero movies when we were kids and comic books now all are movie franchises almost.
Oh, and making
everything.
Millions. Yeah.
Even the what was it you had a Spider-Man one.
Yep.
Even had Transformers now.
Yep, that's right.
Everything.
Yeah, but the Transformer movie really wasn't that great, they said.
I never saw it. So
yeah, I didn't. I mean, I like the fact that, it's really cool with cars transforming into Transformers, into these big, huge monsters. But, you know, to each his own. And that's what's the fun thing about it. That's why they have, that's why they purposely release all these fun movies like the Emoji Movie and others. Fun, lighthearted movies and everything. But to check out our weather, I want to find out from Jim Corbin what the heck is going on. So good morning, Jim. How are you? Tell me something good.
What's good to you?
Can you take this blanket of hot air away from the city of Attleboro today?
Yeah. Well, it's about a little more than 12 hours from finally going away. But between now and then, though, we have to go through some weather. So not the best of news for today. You know, you were talking about it being hot. It really, I've called this since Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today, five straight days, today will make it of a humid wave. Not a heat wave, a humid wave, where it's been humid, not extremely humid, but humid enough. Today is actually peaking out because we have the cool front coming through, or the less humid front will be coming through this evening. But just out ahead of it, it looks like we're going to have two rounds of rain. So there likely will be some shower activity at the farmer's market. Of course, we also have in Massachusetts the Pan Mass Challenge, the bikers going from Sturbridge all the way to the Cape. And they may have to dodge some showers as well, especially later on this afternoon. So you say, do I have some good news? Yes, but it's tomorrow in terms of the lower humidity. So for today, we do have some showers. Again, I think we're going to have generally two rounds, one later this morning. The further west you are from Route 95, the earlier it comes in. I think it starts to come in roughly around 10 o'clock or so this morning. There are some showers. Much of Connecticut now, it's raining. It's not too bad, but it's raining with some rumbles of thunder. The nearest rain is now right along the 395 corridor in eastern Connecticut. So if you were to leave Attleboro, drive down Route 95 through Providence, and go to about New London, right now, you'd start to run into sprinkles, and then that's the area that's coming northeast. So in Rhode Island, the showers, especially prevalent in western and northern Rhode Island, could be as early as about 9 o'clock, so a little over an hour from now. And then the rest of the area, rain, a few moderate showers, a rumble of thunder here and there. So that's the first batch. Then there'll be a break in the action, and now that's the key to what could happen later on this afternoon. The more sun we get this afternoon, the more potential for severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. So the showers this morning will be more somewhat widespread, but not severe. The showers later on this afternoon, especially I'd say after 4 o'clock, could contain some strong winds, some small hail, and again, very humid. Now, because of the cloud cover, it's going to be still humid, but it's not going to be hot. We may barely reach the upper 70s, but the dew point's running now about 68, means very humid. So again, this is one more day, day five of our, as I call it, the humid wave, not the heat wave, because we haven't seen the 90s. Now, the big story for tomorrow, delightful weather. If you have outdoor plans or something you want to do this weekend and you want to deal with nice sunshine, puffy clouds, and low humidity, tomorrow is your day, with highs in the upper 70s to near 80, low humidity, those dew points falling back into the 50s, and that's why we're going to cool off. Very comfortable tomorrow night, good sleeping weather, setting the stage for an early sunshine on Monday, but then fast-moving weather system will bring more rain to the area by Monday afternoon and Monday night. That one probably not severe, but there may be a few moderate showers with that. So essentially, Elaine, we have two batches of rain, which we actually, I know this might sound crazy, but we actually could use some rain. We have not had any significant rain since the 24th of July, which goes back, to do the math, about 12 days. So the rain we get today, two batches, one in the next few hours, then a break, then another chance later on this afternoon, and then another one Monday afternoon and Monday night. After that, for most of next week, it looks pretty good. Maybe a sprinkle or two Tuesday, but lower humidity. Again, you say, how can you get a little rain with lower humidity? Well, cool air aloft. So that would be a more refreshing sprinkle on Tuesday. But really, most of Tuesday, sun and clouds, not bad. And Wednesday and Thursday of next week look pretty good. So, again, we have to get through today. Today could be a little rough in spots. Downpours, some maybe intense lightning, and then much more comfortable weather tomorrow.
Wow. How about tropical storms? Are we looking at any of those? I know Emily had blown through Florida pretty severely.
Yeah, that was more of just a rainmaker. They had some gusty winds, but not too bad. But, yeah, there are two areas. One that's being monitored in the southern Caribbean. That one, if it were to develop, it would not affect the eastern part of the United States at all. It would be likely more of a threat to Mexico. It's looking more and more like that will be suppressed. So friends down there in the Yucatan and maybe south of Brownsville, Texas, Laredo, that area may get some rain and maybe some gusty winds from that. The more important one for the United States really would be the one that's out. It's not a named storm. It's just an area of low pressure that's out in the middle of the Atlantic. We've been monitoring that for 3 or 4 days now. It's still moving west or just north of west. The big story with that could be how far north it gets. If it clears the islands and stays intact, this would be sometime later next week. So we're still talking about something that may be monitored even by Thursday, say of next week, 5 days from today. If it goes north of the islands, that's the situation where we have to watch to the east coast. If it goes into the Caribbean, which is still a possibility, then it's their problem. Typically, we don't have to worry about it. Some of our computer models over the last 4 days have taken a hurricane right up the east coast by around Monday of next week, so a week from this Monday.
Wow.
But again, it flip-flops. Now we've shown it a little further south now. It'll probably start to come back. So you asked, do we have the tropics, something to concern ourselves with? Not of immediate concern, but there are two areas in the Atlantic that are being monitored. The next two names are Franklin and Gert. So there you go. Gert, short for Gertrude, obviously.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting.
So that would, but again, those, anything from the tropics here in New England, for example, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, the closest chance anything could possibly hit us would be Sunday or Monday of next week. So we're talking 9 days out. But
right.
there is some sort of a possibility of at least having to really monitor it if
right.
it stays together. But that's down the road. So of immediate concern, Elaine, anyone going to the farmer's market, expect by 10 o'clock or somewhere thereafter, a few showers. We're probably going to be on the north, the southern tip of the main area of rain. So I think the best chances in the listening area around the Attleboro getting the rain of more intensity would be western and northern Rhode Island and up into southern Worcester County, Blackstone, up near Worcester and Milford, those areas. But all of us are going to get something in the next few hours and stay humid. A little bit of sun in the afternoon, that's going to be like the lighter fluid. If we get a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours of partial hazy sunshine, still very steamy up near 78, 80 degrees, then watch out late this afternoon. If it looks ominous to the west, those are the ones that could produce severe thunderstorms. And even there is even, I'll end on this, I shouldn't end on a negative note, there is an isolated risk, maybe less than 2% of a tornado somewhere in southern New England this afternoon.
Wow.
As we have the right conditions in the atmosphere, a lot of spin in the atmosphere, strong winds aloft. And that's why we sometimes, in most severe thunderstorms, just get strong winds. But if the winds are circulating at different speeds, that we call this wind shear, then that's sometimes when we can get tornadoes. Now, typically, when we get them, they're usually north and west of here. But don't be surprised if you not only see reports of severe thunderstorms this afternoon, even if it's not in the Attleboro area, but also maybe one isolated tornado that forms. But again, the price we'll pay to have to kind of rough it out this afternoon is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful weather tomorrow.
Right. Well, that's great because I do have an outside baseball game I want to attend. So,
when is that?
At noontime.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I know. So, my friend.
By the way, the moon, we can't forget the moon.
The moon, yes.
The full Sturgeon moon.
Oh.
Probably is officially Monday, but tomorrow evening, with the beautiful weather tomorrow, the sun goes down just before 8 o'clock. Look to the east, and you'll see that big full moon coming up tomorrow evening.
That sounds great. Hey, Jim, when is the eclipse coming? Or did I already miss it?
2 weeks from Monday.
2 weeks
from
Monday.
So the solar eclipses occur at the new moon. So we have the full moon coming up Monday.
Yeah.
Exactly 2 weeks later is the eclipse, and we'll talk more about that. But it's essentially, we know when it's going to happen. The question is, what's the cloud cover going to be? Obviously, we can't say this far out. But it generally starts around 1:30 in the afternoon. In other words, when the moon first starts to affect the sun, and then it ends around 4 o'clock. So it's about a 2.5 hour event, but it's very gradual, as we know with eclipses, and it peaks around 2:45.
Wow.
On Monday afternoon. So now you will be on next Saturday.
I'm on all Saturdays from now on.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Well, that Saturday right before it, which would be the 19th, we will talk much more about that, because obviously we'll have a much more better situation of what the cloud cover would be. But even with cloud cover, eclipses, again, sometimes it's almost better to have some cloud cover, because you can maybe look at it for a fraction of a second longer, because the clouds will actually act like a filter.
Right.
Whereas if you have nice, bright sunshine out there, blue skies, not a cloud in the sky, yeah, you can see the eclipse, but you have, you really have to use glasses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, if it's a thick overcast, say it was right now and we're having an eclipse, this is going to be about 66% of the sun will be blocked. So in the past, that is enough to make it noticeably a little bit darker, but certainly it's not going to go dark at any time. But that's the type of situation where you could probably not have to wear anything and look up and look around and say, wow, you know, it's actually a little darker.
Okay.
So, well, but that's up. But you asked. Yeah, it's 2 weeks from this Monday.
Oh, okay. Great, 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 great.
All right, so watch out today for the showers and thunderstorms, and I'll talk to you on Saturday.
That sounds great, Jim. Thanks again. Appreciate
all
it.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys. Sounds like a hodgepodge of weather. All right, we are going to take our last break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
The South Attleboro Lions Club will host their 22nd annual Antique Car Show on Sunday, August 27th at La Salette Shrine in Attleboro. The show will feature hundreds of cars, trucks, and motorcycles separated into 46 classes. Prizes will be awarded in all 46 classes. As always, Cruz and Bruce Palmer will DJ the event. Food and beverages will be available at the event as well. For more information on the car show, including how to register a car, email carshow@southattleborolions.org.
Looking for more opportunity? Want to improve your skills? Need a better job? The Literacy Center can help. We have year-round classes for adults in English, computer literacy, and high school equivalency. With the help of teachers and tutors, you can pass your citizenship test, make a resume, or learn how to speak and write better English. Classes held during the day, evening, or on Saturdays. Join the great group of people at the Literacy Center. We serve 500 people a year who want to make a better life. Check out our website, www.theliteracycenter.com, for tutor, training, or class schedules. Don't put it off. We are here to help. The Literacy Center, 80 North Main Street, Attleboro, 508-226-3603. A place to learn, volunteer, and grow.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's painfully employed.
Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer.
That is one of my favorite songs in the summer. Oh my God. Anyway, good morning. If you're just waking up and having your first cup of coffee, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine on WARA 1320. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Want to make sure that you are aware of our farmers market. It starts today at 9 a.m., goes to 1 p.m. today. So don't eat your breakfast. You got to go to the market. I mean, they have donuts and pastries. Matter of fact, I did have a chocolate croissant by one of the bakers there. And that was, oh my God, it was really, really excellent. But they have the guy that makes the waffles. We got the guy that makes the coffee. We've got people that are selling all kinds of different things, all farm goods, vegetables and fruits and arts and crafts, soaps and honey, and everything in between. It's just really, really a great time. I know my flowers are starting to finally bloom out, which is great. And summer, I can't believe I'm saying it's August already. I mean, it's August. Where did the summer go? I'm like, try not to get bummed out about it. But seriously, I mean, the summer is really coming to an end in a couple of weeks. So we should get out and about as much as you can and do so many wonderful things. There are a lot of concerts and a lot of festivals still coming up. And I want you to know that the South Attleboro Lions Club has their 22nd annual antique car show on Sunday, August 27th at La Salette Shrine. It is one of the biggest car shows ever. And if you have a chance to, if you have a car and you want to register, you certainly could at 8 o'clock. If you want to just go and have a really great time, I mean, gosh, they have so many wonderful cars. I mean, you can see like antique cars and Corvettes and Chevys and, oh, just so many things. And
when cars were actually made.
when cars were actually made. Yeah,
you're nowadays right. They're aluminum cans on wheels.
Yeah, well, I just got a recall slip in the mail for my I have a Toyota Corolla LE, and I got an email. I have to bring it in because of the airbag that was made. There's a class action suit or something, and I got to bring it in to be changed. But I digress there. Please, please, please think about this. Sunday, August 27th. Families are only $10, and if you're a senior, it only costs $2. I mean, it's just really, really great. They have cars, and they've got vendors, and they've got everybody from a Mustang, they say, from Mustangs and Fords and foreign cars and muscle cars and motorcycles. And they even have trucks, custom trucks, El Caminos, Ranchos. I mean, all these wonderful T-Birds from 1955 to 1979. OMG. I mean, it looks like it's really going to be awesome. And seriously, so that's Sunday, August 27th at La Salette Shrine. That's just right in our backyard. Take the family. It's a great family fun type of thing. So I hope that you have a chance to even go out to our zoo. Our Capron Park Zoo is open, and the splash pad is there today. Might not be a great day to go to the splash pad, but keep it in mind for a great family fun. They also have that beautiful grounds in Capron Park and a huge playground, too, if you don't want to go to the zoo. As Tony was saying, that there's renovations on the rainforest, and they're hoping to have that done next year, which is really great. One of our favorite organizations on Common Ground is having a fundraising, too. They really, first of all, they want to, they're asking for volunteers. You can volunteer 1 or 2 hours a week. They really do need people to improve the life skills of so many people. And these are some of the categories. If you have any expertise or would like to help out, budgeting, employment, education, healthcare and nutrition, parenting skills, social relationships, life coping skills, and so much more. So the next training session will be from 7 to 9 p.m. on August 9th, 16th, and 23rd at the Uncommon Ground office, and that's located at 453 South Main Street. And you can call them at 508-226-0801 for more information. But also, too, mark on your calendar, they're going to have their fifth annual Seeds of Hope fundraising event from 6 to 10 p.m. on Friday, August 18th at the Attleboro Farms on Hickory Road in North Attleboro. Tickets are $50, but it does include so much. They have local growers and food vendors and all kinds of different things, appetizers and salad bar. And it's just really a fantastic event. So if you can make it, that's great. Tickets are only $50. Again, on Common Ground's number is 508-226-0801. So great organization. And like I said before, as we're wrapping up, yikes. Okay, the Newport Jazz Festival is this weekend. There's so much going on. Like Mike is giving me cues. I'm wrapping up. I'm sorry. Yes, La Salette Shrine, they have the Breeders Expo. I want to check that out. And at Bristol Colt State Park today and tomorrow, they have those beautiful Lipizzan stallions. I'm glad I pronounced that right. And but anyway, we're going to wrap up shortly. So I want to thank you all for listening to our show. We'll be back next week with a very exciting guest. We're going to be talking about crime statistics in Attleboro. We have Anthony Stevens coming on to give us the latest and greatest. He's going to be a part of our Out and About show every month. And so we're looking forward to his knowledge is what's going on in our community. So to remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show Out and About with Elaine is on each and every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., followed by Dave Cain and Company from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, we'd like to thank you for listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we would like to invite you back here to find out what's happening in our community. Make it a great week, everybody, and we'll see you back here next Saturday. Off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone.